A small town in Scotland County may be forced to unincorporate, but its local government is hoping that won't happen. Naomi Prelow reports on how East Laurinburg might meet its end.
In East Laurinburg's town hall is a very small history room where the mayor enjoys spending his time looking at old articles and photos of the town's history.
It's not easy to find them. That's all the commissioners.
Marshall Stevens is a simple, small-town man. He grew up next door in Laurinburg. This part of the state, on the South Carolina border, is one of the poorest in the country. Growing up, Stevens says he spent his time just hanging out.
And we used to have what's called an ice plant, where they made ice. It was right down the street from my house. I'd go down there at night with the guy that done all the making ice at night, and we'd sit and shoot the breeze, talk, and I'd done that for years. Till I got married.
Stevens got married in 1960 when he was 19 to a woman named Dorothy. She lived in East Laurinburg. A few years after they were married, they settled back here and never left. Dorothy passed away in August.
It's been a good, to me, my 77 years, it's been really enjoyable living here. I've seen a lot of places here in different places, but I always loved it here because it was like a family-oriented community.
But this family-oriented community, where there's a church anywhere you turn and the ruins of large old mills, might cease to exist. The textile industry built East Laurinburg starting in the last years of the 19th century. The population peaked at 890 people just before World War II. But now, as of 2019, there's roughly 279 people left. Stephen says the lack of employment is what's making the town suffer.
It didn't die, but it slowed down real bad. And because, see, the mill, that was the livelihood of everybody. And then when they tore them down, most of them had to go otherwhere and get jobs and stuff and move.
Stevens won the most recent race for mayor with 15 votes. That beat out the unnamed write-in candidate, as it appeared on the ballot, by just 2 votes. As mayor, Stevens says he inherited the town's financial issues. And what's more problematic is that the town failed to produce an audit to the state for the last 5 years. That's led members of the State Local Government Commission to call for East Laurinburg to unincorporate. State Treasurer Dale Falwell is on the commission. He says that choosing to unincorporate a town isn't as uncommon as you'd think.
Unfortunately, East Laurinburg is like a lot of communities across North Carolina. It's happening across the state. Just in the last couple of years, we've had to take over several cities and water and sewer districts.
If East Laurinburg unincorporates and is no longer an official town, residents would stop paying property taxes and government services would cease. Towns like Robersonville, Bethel, and Eureka have all had to unincorporate or are on the brink of unincorporation. There's a myriad of reasons why, but it mainly comes down to the lack of audits or financial control. Falwell says these small towns usually don't have the local governance needed to keep them afloat.
What makes something a viable city is, A, making sure that you have the proper governance in place. You know, in some of these instances, we can't even get anybody to run for city council.
This isn't Marshall Stevens' first tenure as mayor of East Laurinburg. He also served back in 2006, and he remembers when the town threw festivals and held holiday events for residents. Now that he's older and dealing with his own health issues, it's not as easy to do so. The State Local Government Commission plans to revisit the fate of East Laurinburg in a few months. But no matter what happens, Stevens says this will be his last term in office. And he says he doesn't see the town surviving.
I don't believe it will exist. I believe it'll be county or city. I don't like it. But some of the younger generation, they don't care about what me and you talking about right now. Most of them don't care. They don't care where it lives or dies, but I do.
Stevens walks around the history room in the town hall one last time before leaving.
You can think about it every time you drink coffee.
He grabs a mug from a festival in 1999. On it, it says, East Laurinburg, a small town that's building to the future, today onto 2099. Naomi Prelow, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.